7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Howdy, Croc Nation. Dr. Tom Iannelli here with another amazing podcast for our cancer survivor family. Angel Santana, have faith, let it begin on the other side of the computer. Angel, I understand we're inviting some TikTokers tonight.
Yes, this is a live broadcast. The Croc Podcast is now on, and we're inviting everyone to join us, and I'm excited about it. It's the second time we're doing it. First time was a great success, and here we are again.
Well, welcome, everybody, and please join us to pay honor and to give some advice and some help to our brave cancer fighters, our survivors, our thrivers. We are in the middle of a group of podcasts with a similar theme, In Search of the Person You Want to Be. And basically what we're doing here for our survivors is giving them the chance, the opportunity to take this tragedy and throw it upside down on its head by using it and leveraging that diagnosis to act as a trigger or a focus point, that tragedy, to help our cancer survivors be introspective, look within themselves to find out who they really are within. And that's a great opportunity for them and for anybody, to be honest with you. The first part of the podcast series that we did was actually, you know, identifying that question: are we really the people that we think we are? And then the second part was confronting our past, coming to grips and coming to peace with some of the things that have happened in our past that created who we are. And then we followed that up with introducing ourselves to that dark side of our moon, that part of all of us have, that part that we're not that proud of, that part that is a bit embarrassing, that part that is not as attractive as we would like it to be, but to be able to go up and shake its his or her hand, introduce ourselves and say, we are the person that we want to be, but we respect the fact that you are part of who we are. And then last week, this is the second part of so it's a part B of a part four of taking our psychological vital signs. So Angel, when I talk about psychological vital signs, being that we're in the medical field, we see a patient, they come into the office, we take their pulse, we take their blood pressure, we take their weight, their pulse ox, chest x-ray, EKG, do some blood, blah, blah, blah. And we're able to take that information and derive exactly where that person is, you know, on the medical side, and perhaps even be able to mitigate a potential catastrophe. So what I suggested last week, we started a group or series of analogs. That when I say an analog to blood pressure, an analog to pulse, an analog to pulse ox, but not for our health, but for our personality, for our inner core of who we are. And I think last week, and we would maybe, Angel, you could tell people how to find last week's episode, but we started with trust as an analog to blood pressure. Our social interactions as an analog to pulse, our uniqueness and individuality as an analog to our pulse ox, hostility and anger as an analog to temperature. And today we're going to be going over five final categories of these vital signs. Angel, your thoughts before I start?
You know, I think that this whole process that we've been in, this whole series being part one and part two, has really put a better perspective for myself, understanding who we are. And I think that, you know, combining our audiences tonight, you know, between the Croc Nation and the TikTok world, will only solidify and make our platform be more of an overall understanding of what we're trying to put our path as far as the Croc Podcast is concerned.
Yeah. And I think that we've been getting some good feedback from people saying that they're really motivated to try to use this information to really get into the nitty gritty and the intricacies of, you know, who they are at this current point, what got them there, what were some of the things that made them who they are, how cancer actually also, that will be a podcast, how cancer has influenced who they are, because sometimes it actually changes them. Sometimes it brings out some of their, you know, underutilized, really courageous traits, and sometimes the opposite. So that will be a podcast as well. But for tonight, we'll finish up this nice little sort of mini series, the second part of a podcast, and go through the last five vital signs. So the analog to respiratory rate is, we're going to talk tonight about reactivity and addiction. So I have a very strong family history of addiction. I don't think there's a person, and I always name our generation. So my grandparents, who were the immigrants, were generation one. My parents, who were first generation American, generation two. My generation with my cousins is generation three. My children is generation four. And then our children's children would be generation five. So for us, you know, addiction, unfortunately, is a genetic thing. We go the entire gamut between drugs and alcohol and gambling and food addictions and, you know, that type of thing, cigarettes and smoking. So, you know, that's a really unique one to me. So when I look at addiction, you know, as a sort of a shadow or an analog to a personality trait, I could definitely, what would you say? I would be able to identify with that particular one. But then you also have to look within yourself when we're talking about reactivity and addictions, how your relationships are. Do you have a strong group of relationships? Do you notice you can really, and I'm not talking about person who has 100,000 Facebook friends or, you know, or thinks they have 1,000 friends. I mean, to me, that really doesn't mean much. You know, all I'm asking is if you have three really strong friendships from either from childhood or from school or in adulthood, and you find them to be stable and healthy relationships. Do you have any suicidal thoughts? A lot of our survivors, we actually did a series on suicide and the cancer survivor, and we had that amazing Tara McGuire speak to us from the Suicide Society. She was amazing, by the way. And talking about suicidal thoughts in our cancer survivors. And then we talk about emptiness. Do you have a feeling of being fulfilled? Do you feel that when you wake up in the morning, you have a focus, you have a, you know, a job to do, not just going to work, but, you know, do you have a job to do, you know, expressing yourself in life? Or do you feel empty? You don't have that purpose. You don't have that fullness. Also, there's a really important group of characteristics that go under this vital sign. And that I call it anger, paranoia, and splitting. So let's talk about what splitting is, because I do it all the time. So a lot of times a personality trait could be speaking to you without you even knowing it. And I'll ask our survivors and our friends on TikTok if they feel that when a person interacts with them, they're either all good or they're all bad. If a person comes to you and makes a mistake and they're a friend of yours and they screw up and they really do something stupid, does that goodness in them get lost? Do you lose that love of them, that real fondness of them? Does that take a step back? Do you feel that person now has turned from, you know, light to dark? Is there a switch in you? And I really have to keep myself from doing that, because so many times, you know, because let's face it, everybody, and we'll get into the next, you know, vital sign, but everyone has their own agenda. Everyone is, you know, of course, you know, the center of the universe. So when that other person that you're interacting with, of course, the normal thing is for them to be looking out for their best interest, not for your best interest. And does that make you angry? Or if someone does make a mistake, are you able to forgive them? Are you able to let the good in them, the good in them that you obviously gravitated to have a relationship with them? Are you able to hang on to that goodness while that darkness is happening? Can you make that darkness a little lighter? Can you, you know, I'm not saying to give them a free pass, you know, for their insult, but at the same time, can you still be mature enough to be able to hold on to that? And then also a lot of times there are a group of people. I don't happen to be one of these. I happen to be the opposite. I take accountability for things I didn't even do wrong. But a lot of people can't actually say they're wrong, right?
Yeah.
And they just can't get it out. They, you know, yeah. And in their head, you know, they think, you know, I didn't do anything wrong. I never, you know, whatever. They're holding the smoking gun. It's like, he deserved it. Or, you know, the gun slipped, or it's not my fault. The dog ate the homework. You know, my characteristic is to be overly, you know, guilty over everything. But that's a really, I think, interesting, you know, vital sign. You would agree, Angel?
Absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, it sends the message immediately, and that's something that anyone and everyone can identify.
Yeah, when the doctor takes your weight, the analog to that is empathy. Are you able? You know, the old expression is, can you take a walk in someone else's shoes? And I have to say, you know, this generation, actually everyone on earth right now, whether you be in your 60s, 70s, 80s, or one of these young millennials that we always make fun of, but they are our future, God help us. But, you know, are you able to really feel for someone else? Do you really have that capacity to feel for someone else? So it's a narcissistic world out there. And a lot of times people think they're really, really the most special or the smartest, or their way is the only way, or they're using others like they don't think they are, but they're using other people. They call them friends, but they're really just people that have been peppered in their life to spice up their omelet. You know, very opinionated people that only have one way of thinking, and they're not open-minded to any other thought process or any other opinion, and not respectful of others' opinions. Do you over-exaggerate your talents? I know that I'm very guilty of that, thinking that, you know, as I'm running my 1 mile per hour run, you know, that I'm like the guy from Jamaica, you know, who's tearing up the track with fire. You know, that's, you know, another problem is that we don't really recognize that we're all pretty much normal. There's not a lot of people who stand out. And if you do stand out in one way, God gave you that talent for sure, and you should be thankful. But he probably took some other things away or gave you a different talent. You know, when I was trying to make the basketball team, I foresaw very quickly that I wasn't going to be a professional athlete. You know, so I turned my competitiveness inside into school, you know. So, I mean, sometimes we think we're more than we are. And sometimes we think our accomplishments are more than they are. And we need constant praise and admiration. And we can become very arrogant, or we could become, have those strong feelings of envy. You know, narcissistic people, you know, really, they're not happy for other people when they have something that they don't have, or they're more recognized, or they feel that they're more talented than that other person. It's like, oh my God, Oprah has a better podcast than us. Who have our podcast is the best? Oh, who is Oprah? Well, like, obviously Oprah is like a freaking awesome person. And we're like, you know, the Croc podcast, doing our best to help our cancer survivors. But, you know, we're a little grassroots organization here. Let's be honest, we do the best we can, but we're trying to touch one person at a time. Oprah can touch thousands or millions of people, you know. So that's kind of the analog for weight. So the ability to empathize, to take a walk in someone else's shoes. So, you know, as you're going through life, especially as a survivor, you know, do you feel entitled because you're entitled, because you're a survivor? Do you feel that because you've been dealt a bad hand, you know, that everyone, you know, should look at you differently, or that you should be thought of differently? Because sadly, even though we are the number one cheerleaders of our survivors, that's not actually a good position to be in. You know, your humility and your humbleness and your gratitude, they all have to play a role, even though you are challenged with this diagnosis. Blood tests. So we're going to talk about a very big paradox, and I know this is on my plate for sure, self-esteem. So getting back to episode 2, we were talking about, you know, confronting our past, what makes us who we are. Well, if you don't have a real secure background with your parents, or if your parents were very judgmental to you, or really kind of knocked you down a lot, or put you down, or abused you in any way, then you're going to really have a really terrible view of yourself. And the paradox to that is that you would think that people with low self-esteem would act very sort of mousy, and they would be in the background and they would be quiet. But quite frankly, it's the opposite. So the pulse you'd be taking, or I shouldn't say pulse, but you know, that blood test that we're taking, is that you might have an overly developed sense of self, or think you are cooler than you really are, because of the fact that your self-esteem is actually in the toilet, right? So your self-esteem could be in the sewer, and yet you might think that you're more than you are. You also might try to get attention. You might be an attention getter or a seeker of attention, or you might be precocious, or you might be provocative or flirtatious, or you might be very shallow and materialistic, or you might have some excessive concerns about your appearance and your status. And these are all some of the subtleties, you know, to self-esteem. And I forgot to mention, when I was doing a little bit of a background of this episode, everything that we're talking about, when we talk about personality, vital signs, or psychological vital signs, everything is on a scale. You know, I don't expect any person, you know, to be every single one of these things and the worst of the worst. I just mention these as something to look at, to really get to know yourself and see where you might be able to have that insight. Again, moving toward the end episode, where we're going to get you to become that person that you want to be. So remember, we all have every single one of these things, our little guilty pleasures, our little, you know, dark spots. But generally, we're all within a certain range. It's just, be careful if you happen to be a bit on the other end of the range, either way. And that's what you have to watch out for. So we're going to get a chest x-ray now. The analog to the chest x-ray is our dependency scale. So I have moments where I'm really super independent, and then I have other moments where I have a terrible fear, you know, of either being alone or being very overly sensitive to criticism or overly sensitive to rejection, or have a fear of disapproval or embarrassment or ridicule or shame. These are very powerful feelings. They're very, you know, psychology deriving things that can actually, you know, destroy who you want to be, for sure. And you might be very clingy, or you might be submissive just to make someone happy, or you might lack confidence or be indecisive, or you might need excessive reassurance. You might be a person who requires to be in a relationship, and you jump from relationship to relationship to relationship. And generally, you're jumping from bad relationship to a worse relationship to an even worse relationship. And I hate to say this, there are people, and I hope that none of our listeners are part of this group, that actually will tolerate abuse in exchange for fake security. So if there's anyone out there listening, either a survivor or not survivor, who's in a relationship where they're being abused, either not even physically, but of course physically, like if it's physically, like, hello, 911, get your ass over here. But even if it's just verbal abuse, or even if it's abuse by someone just, you know, being mean to you, or just ignoring you, or just, you know, abuse can take so many different, you know, forms. So be really aware of all these red flags. Yeah. And we'll end tonight's episode with the last vital sign, the last analog. You're getting your EKG, and you might have an overly developed sense of perfectionism. So I have a cousin. We've talked about my cousin a bunch on this. We talk about my wife. We talk about my dog. We talk about my friends, my family. So I have a cousin who's an amazing artist, just unbelievable, like really should be, you know, like a world famous artist, but he has such a sense of perfectionism that he was never able to get to the point where he could actually show any of his work, because he never felt his work was ever finished, because it wasn't exactly perfect. And that's such a terrible, that must be such a burden to be walking around with that need for everything to be lined up and perfect. And this is sort of the vital sign that, you know, associates with OCD and control issues. You know, do you need to control other people? I know my family are a big control group, and, you know, I could see that in myself, trying to control, or you think that your way is the only way, right? Or you can't never finish anything. You can start something, but you never finish a project because it's never good enough. And you actually become paralyzed you know, in your rigidity, you become paralyzed in your fears, you become very stubborn and inflexible. And that would be some of the red flags you'd watch out for the EKG slash control. So getting to, again, we're going to kind of review everything quickly before we sign off. So remember, the psychological vital signs are an analog to going into a doctor's office and getting your blood pressure, your pulse, and all that stuff. So we talked about nine. We talked about trust. We talked about your social interactions. We talked about your sense of uniqueness and individuality. We talked about your level of hostility and anger. We talked about your reactivity and your proclivity toward addictions. We talked about your empathy capacity. We talked about your sense of self, your self-esteem. We talked about your need to be to have others help you, to be dependent. We've talked about your need to control. So when you take these two podcasts together and you listen and you take your notes about what fits for you, now we're starting to come out of it and we're starting to get to know ourselves. We're starting to get to know who we really are, not who we think we are, but who we really are. And now we're going to kind of switch gears over the next couple of weeks and we're going to start building you up. We've torn you down. Now we're going to build you up and going to be working toward this new insight to try to create that person that we want to be. Angel Santana, you always have the last word.
You know, the key phrase as to everything, and even with all the vital signs and all the different types of things that we've brought up, I think that the big takeaway is this: is exactly the way you start and you finish each podcast, and explaining to each person how important they are. And that is the one thing that I've taken away from these two-part series and moving forward. And I think that it's really just getting to know who you are. And it plays over my head every time we do a new episode or a new part of the series. And it's really making me dive down deep inside about who I am as a person. So I hope that people got a lot out of it. And I hope that they will reach out to us if they have any questions on our platform.
Now, Angel, thank you for everything. A quick announcement before we sign off. Next Thursday, February 16th, is going to be a very special day, Angel. Do you know why?
I do, but I don't want to steal your thunder, so I'm going to let you announce it.
So, and what's the date that it will air?
So right now, this particular episode that we're talking about, that we're going to record on the 16th, means that it will air the 26th of February, last Sunday.
And that episode will be, believe it or not, the 100th Croc episode. So that's really, and I know it doesn't sound a lot because we have a lot of people out there who do podcasts, and God bless you, and we tip your hat and support you, all you people out there trying to make the world a better place. But for us, for our little, you know, organization that's trying to help cancer survivors, that is a big deal for us. So we're going to do a little celebration. We're going to try to get some of our board members on to thank them and get their sort of perspective of how the podcast has served them or changed their lives over the last 2 years. And Angel, you know, being the co-host, so much gratitude to you for everything you do for our TikTokers, just to let them know. Angel has his own podcast, which is in my favorite podcast. It's called Have Faith, Let It Begin. It's a very spiritual, uplifting podcast. And I invite you guys to follow Angel both on social media as well as on his podcast. Angel, thank you for another great podcast.
No problem. We actually have a question from Kelsey 22.5.
Hey, Kelsey.
She wants to know if we are ever going to put any cancer survivors on our show. So she's obviously new to our platform, and I know you can answer that question.
Yep. So can Kelsey hear me, like, when I'm doing this?
Yes. Okay. I got the camera faced at you right now.
Okay. Hey, Kelsey, thank you for the question. We have had many, many cancer survivors. As a matter of fact, every single patient that I treat, I try to make one of my friends, because they're just, cancer survivors are the greatest. And we've had some amazing, amazing cancer survivors tell some really incredible, profound stories. Angel, can you tell Kelsey how she can, like, backtrack and check out some of the old episodes that might interest her?
Yeah, definitely. I'm actually was typing to her and let her know we're available on all platforms. So all the TikTokers out there that are new to the platform tonight, we are on every single platform from Spreaker to iHeartRadio to if you have an Apple, that's already on your phone because it's podcast available. And just type in the Croc Podcast. And of course, you can take a look at our website, which I will send everybody the links, crocvip.com. And let me tell you, you will love it because you get a chance. And here's a little footnote. After February 14th, we're already going to start loading in into our YouTube channel the actual live feed that you're watching right now. For all the listeners out there that have been listening to us via audio, you'll get to actually see us and see how we do things available exclusively on our YouTube channel.
Awesome. And thank you for the question, Kelsey. I really appreciate that. Yes. And you know who else I really appreciate, Angel? I appreciate our board of directors because these people are very accomplished, smart, amazing people that are, you know, they're all very successful, but yet they feel a very, very large need to support their communities. And they happen to take cancer survivorship as their thing, you know, that they want to do to make the world a better place. So every single person, I appreciate you guys. And I hope to get you on the podcast next week to celebrate our 100th episode. I like to also thank Rod Freeman, Small Biz Up, who does all of our sort of techie behind the scenes stuff for the Croc Podcast. Thank you, Rod. You're a great man. Michael John Benzea, Charlotte Larson, much love to our to you guys who support our podcast and believe in us. And, you know, Angel, how do I end? I end every week giving my win one for the Gipper, you know, cheerleading, you know, swan song to our survivors. The reason why we're here on Friday night at 9 o'clock, when we're basically have one eye open and one eye closed, is because of you guys. We're here to try to make your life better. We're here to try to make your journey a little softer. We're here to try to give you a safe landing zone. We're here to give you the tools, that Swiss Army knife filled with all those cool little scissors and nail clippers and screwdrivers and bottle openers. You know, we're hoping to give you a little bit of insight on how you can get through your survivorship, whether it's teaching you about what immunotherapy is, teaching you about breast cancer resources, teaching you about anything and everything, colonoscopies. We've been through everything that you can think of for you guys. And we're going to just keep on going. This is number 199. Next week will be number 100. I hope we get to 200, 300, 400, 500, 5,000, 5 million, 5 billion, 5 trillion episodes for you guys if they're helping you and making your life better. And the reason why we do this is because you guys are amazing. You guys are strong. You guys are tough. You guys are worth it. You are very worthwhile. You are special. You are loved. You are brave. You are supported. You are not alone. You are a fighter, and you got this. Angel Santana, on behalf of myself, the board of directors, you, Rod, and everybody else, we end this podcast as we end every single podcast, wishing our survivors a long, healthy, happy, and cancer-free life. God bless you. God be with you. Peace.